You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
When it says here, Adam Etz Hasadeh, that he has to accept, I'm an Etz, what does that mean? That I have to accept new Etzot, new ideas. I have to be able to consult with other people. Like, there was a story about a gentleman, he got to, in a bus in Eretz Yisrael. As you know, the drivers are very nice, they're very polite, they're very charming. So he sat behind the driver. So the driver, you know, as the Israeli, they have very, very, very special type of desire that even it's 0 degree, but they need, they call it avir, air. Yeah. So they want the window always open because they want air. So now he keep closing the window, and then the driver would open it. So the driver was very charming, so he stopped, and mashallah, he was very, huge. He picked up the man and threw them outside and closed the door and went. I mean, the solution was, the gentleman you called, go over there, go in the end of the bus. It's not your place. But the problem here is that you cannot pick up everybody and you need a lot of. But he was not able to accept a new environment. Now, here, there's a very beautiful point. As we pointed out, that to make the bitter water sweet is Vayorehu et. Ribono Shel Olam. Not that show them, he directed them. Etz means etzah. So now, here in Mishnah, we learn that the Mishnah directs us in Pirkei Avot, Kone lecha chaver. What does that mean? So you have to attain a good friend for yourself. Good. What does it mean? You have to have a good friend to direct you, to care about you, to be in touch with you, like something that, you pay money to get the worth of your money. That's what the friend is all about. It's the Konen Chachav. Rabbeinu Eliezer Papo, Harav Peleyoetz, Zochuto Maren Aleinu, Harav says a very beautiful thing. It says, Konen, how do you write it? Kuf, Nun, Hey, right? You can read it in a different way. Gane. What does gane means?
Satisfied.
Gane. Kinim. Gane. What does gane means? No. Gane means read. Nei. Nachon? Basuf. Basuf. We have what? Gane means nei. Nay, read, right? So Rabbi Yisrael Papa says, Kane, not Kone. Kane, Yelacha Chaver. What does that mean? That means you have to have a different friend. And it's called read. Why? Because the read, when there is a wind, what does it do?
Flexible.
It's flexible. So the Gemara Tani brings a very beautiful Maaseh. There's a story that the conclusion was, Le'olam yihi adam rach kekane velo kashe ke erez. Gemara teaches us, you have to make a commitment to be flexible like the reed, like a bamboo, and not like a cedar heart. Why? Because when the strong wind comes, the kane goes
either side.
Yeah, flexible, stays alive. But the cedar that is hard, when the strong wind comes, end of his life, and then what's going to happen to the cedar tree? Coffee table. That's it. So now here, the only one that is accepting that maybe I have to make a new me, has to be like a Rane. But if he sits by the driver and then closes the window, and then he opens the window, and he's not accepting, maybe this is not my place, what's going to happen to him? Out of the bus! That's what I've been here. Yes, the Prophet says, that you have to realize, fine, this is me, I'm used to me, but this me makes me a lot of headache. Lots of headache. For everybody it makes a headache. For everybody. Why? Because you hard as a cedar. And that's what exactly the resemblance tonight is all about. We celebrate it tonight. We escape Tachanuni. Why? Because when you realize, you know, I'm a tree, I'm an it, I have to accept different matters that it contradicts with what I think. It's called consulting, new ideas. And not only that, listen to this. This is, Gemara concludes that it says that you know why we write our Sefer Torah with Qane. With Qane. Our Holy Sefer Torah is written with the Qalam, with the bamboo. Why? Because he is Rach, he's flexible. So that means Ibn Sholam gave such a zechut to the Qane. That his Holy Sefer Torah will be written with. Why? Because he's not, I want to sit here, I want to say this, I want to act like this. So that means to be able to find such a zechut in the eyes of Ibn Sholam, you say, no, maybe not so. Maybe I have to take a different action. Maybe I should not say, maybe I should not react. And that's all starts with up here, with your brain. That it has to learn, you know? Maybe it's a different way. Maybe it's a different way. Maybe I'm not right. And that's what the simcha that we have tonight, that is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, is because Yehudi should realize, I have to be collecting etzot, etzot. See, what make my life better? But here we see, no, people, they have a type of navigator that only has one address, that's it. Other address doesn't fit. It rejects. That's very sad. Because your navigator should be accept all the addresses. But that only happens when you accept, you know, maybe I'm not right. And how would happen that you'll be, the, no, people, you know, they have different habits. You know, they collect matches of the box, right? Or lighters, or coins, stamps. What are you going to do with these boxes of matches? What are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do with it? Fine. I understand. But does it add anything to you? No. Huh? They have, you know, maybe it's a collective thing. Fine. Fine. But what does it add to you? What does it make your life any better? You have to learn to collect etzot. That's what you're all about. You're an etz. You have to keep looking what I can make my life better through a different, a better, a new idea. But you're the same. I know you for 20 years. I don't see any change. I mean, somebody could say such a thing. Why? Because you're not willing to even consider anything new in your life. And that's what tonight we have to grab the occasion. It's the occasion night. It's a night of the Simcha. Why? Because we have to celebrate being such a opportunity to be able to change our path of life and make it 180 degrees better. 180 degrees better. One solution in life that you grab it, you can, you know, change your whole life. And there are many, many stories, people, you know, with one suggestion, it changed their whole life. But that's only, again, that you accept, you know, maybe I'll try it. And then see, you bring such a peace for yourself, for people around you, such a simcha, for everybody around you. Hashem is again, it was not ashamed to be a collector.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.